Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 280 for Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was stronger on Tuesday, following the advances in the Chicago soybean market. Canola values were anywhere from 40 cents to $3 higher, May up $2.20 at $469.70 per ton. Further spillover support came from the advances seen in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures. Good demand from domestic crushers, as margins have been attractive for the crushers lately, added to the bullish tone. Steady commercial demand for canola also underpinned values, as did speculative and technical-based buying. However, a pickup in farmer selling at the highs tempered the advances, as did a rebound in the Canadian dollar. The large global oilseed supply situation and generally good conditions for South America's soybean crop are also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures were stronger, anywhere from 12 to 20 cents higher, May up 16 and 3/4 cents at $10.18 and a quarter cents a bushel. Much of the strength was linked to news of a Brazilian trucker strike related to high diesel taxes. The strike has slowed movement of soybeans out of the country and could shift more demand to the U.S. for soybeans. Concerns about tight supplies of soybean meal amid strong demand for that commodity were also bullish. However, South America is still expected to produce a very large crop, which helped to limit the gains, as did the large global oilseed supply situation. Corn futures were down slightly, undermined by profit-taking after trading at a higher level for most of the day. Prices were anywhere from 2 cents lower to 2 cents higher. The most active May contract down 1.25 cents at $3.85 a bushel. Weakness in the domestic ethanol market was also bearish, given corn's relationship with the industry. However, ideas that cold weather will boost feed demand for U.S. corn limited the losses, as did continued slow farmer selling in the country. Wheat values were also slightly weaker, prices anywhere from 1 cent higher to 1 cent lower, the May contract 1 cent lower at $5.03 per bushel. A lack of any significant fresh export demand news helped to undermine values, as did profit-taking at the highs of the day and strength in the U.S. dollar index. Though worries about cold weather hurting U.S. winter wheat crops and news that Egypt may start looking at buying U.S. wheat again tempered the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.